This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You are looking to secure compact money, casino compact money for Niagara Falls. How much is Niagara Falls owed right now?
So this is actually, Tom, for your listeners, this is it's money that is generated out of the compact, but it actually is separate from the compact agreement. It's referred to often as 99H, which is the section of finance law. This money traditionally has come from the city share of funding, and that the city gets historically under the old agreement, they would get 25% out of what the state received as part of the compact with the Senecas, and then out of that 25%, which could range, you know, it could be 11 million a year, it could be as high as I think 13 or 14 million a year some years, out of that percentage, under 99H, there were different stakeholders, the hospital, which is the last, I think, maybe in the state, independent safety net hospital around serving a significantly underserved population in the Falls, the school district, the housing authority, the Niagara Tourism Agency, as well as the Underground Railroad Museum. And so this law, this part of law, expired at the end of 2023, along with the compact. And so we want to make sure that if and when there is a new compact, there is an extension of 99H so that these stakeholders that serve, again, all serving underserved folks in Niagara Falls, that money will continue to flow in some way to them. Most of those, they get a percentage as well. So obviously, if the percentage going to the city goes down, they will also see a decrease, but they will still get something. And I think that's very important.
How vital is this money to the communities and the areas that are served in Niagara Falls with this casino?
It's critical. It's critical. And this is, you know, I said today, these aren't tax dollars. This is money, as you sort of pointed out, that's originally generated at the casino. And then it finds its way back into critical community organizations like the hospital, like the district, like the Niagara Tourism Agency, like the Underground Railroad Museum, the Housing Authority. And I would tell you the hospital would tell you it's very critical for them. They haven't received any, obviously, since the start of 2024. The Senecas, of course, have to escrow the money that they're not currently paying to the state until there is a new agreement. But again, no guarantee. And these are all organizations that serve communities that I hear all the time about in Albany, that we have to help. We have to get, you know, state funding for. We have to, you know, focus on getting a grant for this group or that group. This is already doing it. And if we don't, you know, if we don't continue this, I promise you these organizations will come to the state and they will want state money. And instead of using casino revenues, you'll be using state tax dollars in lieu of that. And so to me, it's the right answer to continue this. They've been operating under this construct for about 20 years now, I believe. And so this is not a new thing. It would actually be a new thing if it was not renewed, but really critical to the hospital. I'm sure very critical to the Niagara Tourism Agency efforts, as well as the school district and the Underground Railroad Museum. You know, I don't know where they would be, but for this funding. And so, really critical to organizations and people they serve. And remember, too, this is an important piece. I always say this, the costs that are borne out by having a casino, obviously there's benefits. The costs, though, police, fire, first responders, medical, if someone has a heart attack or someone has a medical emergency at the casino, guess where they go? They end up at least first at Niagara Falls Memorial Medical Center, or they end up at a Niagara Falls police officer or a Niagara Falls firefighter, or it's a Niagara Falls road that, you know, it has all the traffic. So all the costs of hosting a casino are borne by the city of Niagara Falls and these stakeholders. It is not borne by the state of New York. And yet the state, of course, gets the largest chunk of money. So, you know, maybe in a new compact, maybe that'll be a shift or in the agreement between the state and the locality, maybe that will see a little bit of a shift. But we just want to make sure that if and when we get to a new compact, which I don't believe is on the horizon in the near future from my conversations, but when we do get that, I think it is important that we have an extension of the 99H section of law, which allows these community stakeholders to continue to receive some level of casino funding as we go forward here.
And I was going to bring up the casino compact. What is the latest in the talks of the casino compact? What do you anticipate as far as when talking about an agreement could be on the table again?
Yeah, well, I had a conversation with the Seneca president this week in Albany. He was they were there sort of, you know, visiting with lots of folks. And they also attended the Senate Native American Affairs Subcommittee hosted by Senator Joe Addabbo, formerly chaired by Senator Tim Kennedy. The compact came up and, you know, he said that, look, there's conversations, but there's really no real movement or real energy at this point. I mean, I sort of took it as a bad sign, at least from the standpoint of getting a deal done. You know, these things do take time and there usually has to be some energy behind it. And it just doesn't sound like the state has been focused on getting this done. And that's concerning to me. It should be concerning to the city of Niagara Falls, but it is definitely concerning to me because ultimately, if there's no deal, I know the state has been fronting some money to the city. I don't know if that's, you know, how long that will continue, but I believe that has happened. But again, these stakeholders, they're not getting any money. And of course, eventually the state, you know, will need to recoup whatever monies have been fronted to the city. So the sooner we get a deal, the better. It's my hope the governor and her team really prioritize getting this done. And getting a good deal done, not only for the state of New York, but more importantly, for the people of Western New York who host these casinos. I know that's where the Senecas are focused, and that's hopefully where the governor and her team will be focused as well. But as of right now, I am not holding out hope that we will get a deal at least anytime in the immediate future here.
And in the meantime, how hopeful are you that state lawmakers will approve this casino compact money going to these entities in Niagara Falls, whether it's part of the budget process or a separate bill?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, with no compact, you know, it probably doesn't, it probably hurts it a little bit because I know some people will say, well, let's just wait till we get the compact done. And you know, I would say we can do it, obviously, in conjunction with the compact. We can do it before. I mean, there's no, if we did it now, if there's no money, obviously, you know, that no money would flow, but you'd have the law in place. So, you know, I think it probably makes more sense that this gets done in conjunction or around the same time as the new compact. But we want to make sure We wanted to make sure to introduce the legislation, and we want to make sure that both the governor, I mentioned this to the governor a couple of weeks ago when we met in Albany, and we wanted to make sure that the stakeholders, I talked about it with the mayor of Niagara Falls a couple of weeks ago in Albany, and so our goal is to make sure that the community and elected officials, Democrats and Republicans from Western New York, understand how important this is to these stakeholders, to these organizations, and to the city of Niagara Falls. And so that's kind of, you know, what we're trying to do, keep it top of mind, keep it front and center. And then obviously, as we get to a compact agreement, you know, hopefully we will do this in conjunction or at least around the same time.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.